Oh yeah, boys and girls. All of us came here together tonight to do this. All of us and all of you came together as friends on a mission to make some good music together. Luckily for all of us, the gods above a couple of years back blessed us with one of the greatest musical legends of all time on the guitar, Ronnie Montrose! Show you
Welcome to the Bootlegger Shack. We're going to be listening to some blues and rock recordings, starting this hour out with Montrose from 2011 at Penny Road Pub in South Barrington, Illinois, playing Make It Last.
Long
easier when you understand.
I'm the Moonshiner, and you're in the Bootlegger Shack.
Hello! Good evening, Atlantic City! Where are you guys tonight? Awesome, we've got a lot of rocking to do this evening. Yeah! That's what they call it in the biz, rocking. We've got about 600 songs, if that's okay. This one goes back a while, it's called Grand Design. Let's go.
That was Rush with Grand Designs from 2013 at the ETES Arena in Atlantic City, New Jersey. Next, we're going to listen to Foreigner from 1978 at the Rainbow in London, England, playing Feels Like the First Time.
Take me, baby, to show how
Tower of Power, You're Still a Young Man, 1974 at Ultrasonic Studios in Hempstead, New York. Now we're going to hear Robin Ford Trio from 2012 playing Nothing to Nobody. This is recorded live at Catalina's Bar and Grill in Los Angeles, California.
Don't do much to preserve a man.
James Blood Ulmer from 2008 at the Verona Jazz Festival playing Geechee Joe.
It's a song about my grandpa, Geechee Joe. He's a hardworking man who had to make a stand because he didn't want to work for the white man. There's a man called Geechee Joe, he's my grandpa, and I love him so. A hard-working man who made a stand, cause he didn't want to work for the white man. Geechee left home at an early age, he left my daughter for his mama to raise. And just as soon as he heard about me, he tried to get with his family. Geechee Joe was my grandpa. Geechee Joe had a plan. He never took a job unless he was the boss, cause he didn't want to work for the white man. He said it was only 50 cents an hour. He couldn't take the job. Just not didn't want to work for 50 cents an hour. 18 years to 21, he took me in. I was only grandson. He bet every day he would win. Playing numbers, girl, and he drank gin. Geechee Joe was my grandpa, Geechee Joe. A hard-working man who made a stand because he didn't want to work for the man. Geechee Joe did construction work, number was his game, and it didn't hurt. Cause every time he got a chance to win, he played the town red. In the same day, Geechee Joe was my grandpa. Geechee Joe made a stand. A very old man who didn't go show, got old, he stuck to the plan. Geechee Joe was my grandpa. Geechee Joe, working man made a stand because he didn't want to work for the white man. Geechee got married at 85. He took his woman most of his life. There was nothing for people to say, cause he did something good every day. Geechee Joe was my grandpa. Geechee Joe had a plan. A hard-working man who made a stand, cause he didn't want to work for the man. Thank you. Richie Joe died at 91. He called on me, his oldest grandson. Now was the time to make a stand, so I put him in the ground and I stuck to his plan. Richie Joe was my grandpa, Richie Joe. He never took a job unless he was the boss, cause they didn't want to work for the white man. Geechee Joe was my grandpa, Geechee Joe. The hard-working man never stand, cause he didn't want to work for the... Hard-working man, I made a stand, cause I didn't want to work for the white man. He said, with 50 cents an hour, you can deal with the 50 cents an hour, you know what I'm saying?
You know, I saw a documentary about Jeffrey Dahmer. I found out Jeffrey Dahmer was a member of AA, Alcoholics Anonymous.
Uh-huh.
Now, when did Jeffrey Dahmer realize that his drinking was getting out of control? It's 9 o'clock in the morning. He's on the couch drinking a beer, eating an orange. My life is unmanageable. I think I got a problem. You got a head in your freezer. You should drink beer in the morning.
We must plan for tomorrow night.
Why? What are we going to do tomorrow night?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
Yeah, that was HSAS, Valley of the Pyramids, 1984, Civic Auditorium in San Jose, California. Now we're going to hear some Kansas from 2013, Portrait He Knew, recorded at the Benedum Theater in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
cats drinking their wine. Drinking wine.
That was Backyard Tire Fire, Wine, 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 featuring Jeff Massey. That was recorded live at the Double Door in Chicago, Illinois, 2011. Now we're going to hear the Black Crowes from 2009 in El Paso, Texas, playing A Train Still Makes a Lonely Sound. Been listening to the Bootlegger Shack. We're going to play this hour out with Steve Marriott. Poll Tax Blues.
Oh,
Thanks for listening.